You're listening to the world news from the BBC. The European Commission chief, Ursula von der Leyen, has described the scale of the destruction in Ukraine as staggering, saying no one country or union could pay for it to be made good. All hands were needed on deck, she said. She was addressing a Ukraine reconstruction conference in Berlin. President Zelensky said via video link that recent Russian attacks had destroyed more than a third of Ukraine's energy sector. Officials in Ukraine say 7 civilians have been killed and 3 injured in Bakhmut in the eastern Donetsk region. The governor said Russian forces were responsible but gave no further details. Internet services have been blocked in Sudan ahead of planned protests to mark the first anniversary of a coup that halted a democratic transition. Near weekly anti-coup protests have been held since the army chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan seized power. Beverly Ocheng reports.
Opposition activists have been mobilizing across Sudan today to demand democratic rule as the country marks 1 year since the military overthrew a civilian-led transitional government. And as it has been the case over the last 12 months, the authorities have deployed an increased number of security personnel ahead of the demonstrations. The military coup last October sparked months of violent protests in which more than 100 people have been killed, according to the Sudanese Doctors' Committee. Persistent mistrust between the junta and opposition groups has derailed all political dialogue, which has been led by the UN, the African Union, and the East Africa Regional Bloc, IGAD.
The popular WhatsApp messaging service is slowly coming back online after tens of thousands of users around the world complained they were unable to send or receive messages. It's not known what has caused the outage. WhatsApp has about 2 billion global active users. And that's the latest BBC World News.